I will start that again since now we are being recorded. It is 7:01. Welcome to a special meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. May I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Higgins.
Present.
Commissioner Marks.
Here.
Commissioner Dale. Commissioner Doss.
Here.
And President Coleman.
Present. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have a report on closed session?
Yes, there was no reportable action taken in closed session.
All right, thank you. We're going to move on to public comment. This portion of the agenda allows the public to speak to the board on various issues not itemized on this agenda. A member of the public may also request that a matter appearing on the consent calendar be pulled and discussed separately. Pursuant to the Brown Act, the board may not take any action on any item that does not appear on the agenda. Each speaker is limited to speak for a period of 3 minutes regarding each item on the agenda. Do we have anyone here wishing to make public comment on items not on the agenda tonight? If so, please unmute or use the raise hand feature, but I am seeing none.
I don't see anybody either.
Looks like Scott is still trying to connect to the audio and he might, but.
There's a couple people still trying to connect. It is 7:03, but I guess we'll, as we move on, I guess if anybody didn't have the opportunity to make public comment and needs to, we would entertain the idea of going backwards. I also wanted to make an announcement that the board intends to table item 11C later tonight when it comes up, and was waiting for that item. So moving on, I see a few people are still trying to connect, but we'll continue moving on to the consent calendar.
So move.
I'll second.
Okay. I was worried there. So we have a motion and a second on the consent calendar. Can we have a vote on that, please?
Commissioner Higgins.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
Commissioner Doss.
Yes.
And President Coleman.
Yes. All right, communication reports and correspondence received. Executive Director's report.
I'll be pretty brief tonight. So we received a notice of administrative enforcement action from the County Environmental Health regarding hazardous materials at the pulp mill this week. And so just wanted to give the board an update that we received that and to give you a quick update on the action that we've taken. On May 26th, you know, we received a quote from Clean Earth to remove all the hazardous materials. On July 10th, the board approved a contract with Clean Earth in the amount of $18,064 to remove all the waste. And then on July 15th, Green Earth came out and they removed 75 items, and there were 56 items that were still remaining that were pending authorization from the waste disposal. And so then we've been going back and forth with them, and we did another contract amendment with Clean Earth. And then and we've updated the inventories and the online reporting. And the last word that we've gotten from Clean Earth was basically that the incinerators nationwide are being overwhelmed due to the pandemic and labor shortages, including increased need for waste to be incinerated. And that they're working on the issue. And as soon as an incinerator becomes available, then we're already under contract with them and that the waste will be removed. We intend to, gave this response to the County of Humboldt, and we intend to give them a written response, and then we want to try to meet with them in the next couple of weeks to find out what additional action they would like us to take while we're waiting for our waste handling contractor to be able to properly dispose of the material. So I wanted to give the board that update. And then Chris, can you give an update on the Redwood Marine Terminal 1 dock?
Absolutely. So let's see here. It's Thursday. So 2 weeks ago tonight, I received a call that we had some debris floating in Humboldt Bay, and we had a small raft of lumber that was floating in Humboldt Bay. So called in one of our staff, and we went out and secured it. And that's a little photograph of us towing it back in. And through our friends at the Fairhaven dock, we were able to tie it up at their dock, because on an outgoing tide, stuff moves fast. So special thanks to Tim and at Fairhaven Dock and Leroy Zerling for helping us clean that stuff up. We tied it up there, and Leroy helped with the disposal of it. This is a photograph of the dock as it sits right now. So we had two pilings which fell out from underneath Redwood Marine Terminal 1. This isn't a huge secret. We know this is a dock that is in need of replacement. And essentially, we lost about 110 foot by 37 foot section of the dock. The hole you're seeing here is we removed a lot of the upper structure in order to remove the failed post and beam underneath. So as it sits today, we've got a couple more pieces to remove. We did put floating buoys and little light flashers on the three pilings that are in the water. We are in a 7 foot plus tide swell, so those pilings would be underwater. We wanted to make sure there was no navigational hazards or if anything that was out there that it was identifiable to mariners. So over the next couple of weeks, we'll finish up this project. And again, we really appreciate our neighbors who came to our aid when we needed it.
That's all the report that we have for today.
All right, is there any report from district council or district treasurer?
Not from council tonight.
And I don't think we have our district treasurer here tonight, so probably no report. Reports from commissioners, going in my Zoom order. Larry, Commissioner Doss, do you have a report for us tonight?
Hey, thank you. Not a lot to report, not too much in committee activity. I know we've had some guests here on the harbor, and so there's still people visiting and interested business opportunities. Had the opportunity to see a couple Nordic presentations out in the public, and excited to hear the upswell of excitement continuing for that project, and I'm still rooting it on. So that's my report for tonight. Thanks.
Thank you. And Commissioner Marks?
If you're a driver and use the shortcut for 255 to avoid 101 traffic, I will tell you right now, for a little while more, while they're doing a fiber line, you're going to be obstructed and not be able to make time. So I am telling all public, if you have a choice, please stay off Highway 255 from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. because there's a fiber optic line that is going to go to the Harbor District properties. And as far as the Samoa Peninsula is concerned, there is affordable housing units just about all done now. And there's also houses now up for sale in the town of Samoa. And so that's it for my report. I'll keep it nice, short, and sweet.
And Commissioner Higgins.
Well, I am eyewitness to the fact that the Eel River is drying up. And of course, everybody knows we haven't gotten any rain. But people don't realize that one of the main reasons that watersheds aren't producing as much water as they used to is we've profoundly changed the forest. So I remain engaged for the Eel River Recovery Project. I'm live from Laytonville, but I'm also thrilled to be part of the Harbor District as we move forward. The offshore wind prospect excites me. I'm concerned about the tipping point in our oceans. As I look at the problems that the salmon face on land, I also am cognizant that the ocean conditions are rapidly changing. And so this has bearing on some of our business, and I hope that my fellow commissioners have some interest in the future to get more information on this, because there's a pretty complex issue related to nutrients on the nearshore ocean that I have some concerns about, and I will ask in the future the indulgence of the chair to either share information about this or to structure workshops and presentations to make sure that the board has the capacity to make judgments in all realms related to the nearshore ocean, its productivity, and the fisheries related thereto.
Thank you. Speaking of condition of the bay, there's a Humboldt Bay Symposium coming up. Now, if I were really on top of my game, I would have the dates on the tip of my fingers, but it's later on this month. And as I know, our executive director, I think, is participating in some of the forums, and I'm participating in a different forum. So should be really interesting. It's can find out about it in the usual places on social media and things like that. And let's see, I've been hearing from constituents lately about items in the news, specifically regarding trains and coal and shipping them out of Humboldt Bay has become a big item in our local news. And I think it's something that we're going to continue to be looking at. I've had assurances from our executive director, talked to him about it quite a bit, that it is not anything that the Harbor District has officially, or as I know, unofficially played any role in or been a part of any communications. But I think we're going to continue to be in mind and see how it might be impacting any of our future plans, and may have it as a future agenda item coming up.
With the chair's indulgence, I'd like to see us calendar this. This thing's dead on arrival. It's absolute fabrication. It has no merit as a business construct. It has a huge potential to distract. Let's make the distraction in one meeting, put it on a meeting, and stuff it in a trash can. Thank you, Stephen.
Hey, no problem, Pat. We do have, let's see, item 12 is future agenda items. So I would imagine one of us might suggest that as a future agenda item when we get to that point. And yeah, I mean, I'll agree. I won't beat around the bush. I don't think shipping coal out of Humboldt Bay has any place in our future, in Humboldt future. But also wanted to say I made it out to the North Jetty last week and saw some of the improvements, and it looks like they're still working. And it was making me realize that we haven't had an update report on that. So that's something else when we get to future agendas items. I'd like an update on where that work's going and whether they're planning on coming back to the North Jetty or they're done with it. I couldn't tell. So, but that's all I have for report, except for in local news, we had a brush fire in Blue Lake on the Mad River today. Talk about being out of water. I guess there's still enough water that the helicopter could dip, but there's fires on Table Bluff also. And so, you know, wildfires were as close as some rather big ones, as close as Willow Creek. This is encroaching closer and closer to us. So just be careful out there. So, and thanks to all the first responders and firefighters who have been dealing with that. That's really tough, dangerous work. So I appreciate that. So moving on, any other correspondence received?
No correspondence received.
All right. Then let's see, item 10, unfinished business. We have none. Item 11, new business. A, consider approval of amendment number one to the Tulawat Island Wetland Mitigation Project Agreement with Caltrans. Conditionally award the Tulawat Island Spartina Removal Contract to the Redwood Community Action Agency, and conditionally award contract with Wiat Tribe for Cultural Resources Monitor.
So move.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Looks like we have a report on it, and it looks like we also had representatives from Caltrans and the Wiat Tribe here.
This is Adam. I have a report on this. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
And you can see my the presentation now?
Full screen.
Yep.
Fantastic. Thank you. So this item is the Tulawat Island Wetland Mitigation Project. This is a Caltrans project that would occur on Tulawat Island in an area of the island. Most of it is owned by the Wiat Tribe. The project is mitigation for wetland impacts from the Highway 101 Safety Corridor, Humble Bay Trail South, and Humble Bay Trail North projects. The mitigation project involves 178 acres of salt marsh restoration, which consists of removing the non-native plant, Spartina densiflora. Hold on, I'm going to try to mute someone.
There's no way you can take the burden off. You got to go through it.
If you're not talking, could you please?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I think you did. Okay.
You take care of it. Okay.
So the project would remove the non-native invasive plant species Spartina, and result in more native plant diversity in that area. The board has already approved the project as a whole at the November 12th, 2020 board meeting. We came to the board with a term sheet with terms for the project. And as you'll recall, the project's broken into two phases. So the first phase was to for the district to manage a competitive solicitation, a request for bids, to do the habitat restoration work with Caltrans funding. We completed that. So phase one is done, and now we're coming back to the board so that we can implement the project, the restoration project. This is phase two. So for us to get into phase two to do the actual restoration work, there's actually three different actions, three different components of what we're requesting the board to approve. And these three components are an amendment to the cooperative agreement that we already have with Caltrans, a contract with Redwood Community Action Agency to do the work, and the third is a contract with the Wiat Tribe. I'll go over those. So we would amend the cooperative agreement with Caltrans. This would result in them providing up to $774,724 to the Harbor District for our staff and materials time to manage the project over the 7-year project. That's a not to exceed time and materials for Harbor District costs to manage this. The Harbor District would contract with the Wiat Tribe for them to provide a tribal monitor for $230,572. Contract with Redwood Community Action Agency for $5.7 million to implement the project. All the terms of the existing cooperative agreement, which those terms have already been approved by commission staff, would remain. The one specific thing that we're adding is specific language that would indemnify the district from any legal challenges as a result of the fact that Caltrans and us are not requiring state or federal prevailing wage requirements on this contract. Per Caltrans legal advice. The second component, again, is to contract with RCAA. RCAA was the only bidder. Their bid was responsive and complete. The contract would be, again, for $5.7 million. Payments will be on a time and materials basis, and also percent progress of the project. The scope is laid out in the request for proposals. You know, it consists of removing Spartina from the island, monitoring and reporting. We're using the standard harbor district form contract. And of course, this contract with RCAA is conditioned on the first component, you know, that we have the cooperative agreement with amendment with Caltrans, which allows for the funding. And then the third component is with the Wiat tribe. There's a lot of cultural resources on the island. And so the Wiat tribe would provide a monitor during all ground disturbing activities to look out for any potential disturbance and figure out how to mitigate and avoid them. And so we would enter a contract with the tribe not to exceed $230,572. The Wiat tribe has a standard contract that they use for this purpose, which we've included in the packet tonight, which we would use that. And this would, of course, would also be conditioned on our agreement with Caltrans to provide the funding that, you know, would flow through us to the Wiat tribe and to RCAA. So just to summarize, our recommendation is to approve those three components, the amendment, a contract with RCAA, and a contract with the Wiat tribe, and to authorize the executive director to execute the amendment and the two contracts based on those terms that I just went through. And I'm happy, any questions?
Thank you. Do we have any questions or comments from the board?
I thought the presentation was extremely informative. So thank you, Adam. And this is just fantastic that the mitigation money from the 101 reinforcement between Arcata and Eureka would lead to such rich resources for us to cope with Spartina, to engage the Redwood Community Action Agency. This is the Human Service Corporation for our area, formed in about 1982. I once served as the board president. Amazing organization, and they are fully capable of being our partners in ecosystem bay restoration. There aren't a lot of those folks, and that's just the division of RCAA. So I'm super, super happy about that. And the Wiat tribe and the whole social and ecological justice of you know, Tulawata Island and our involvement there and their success and the city of Eureka contributing to that success. This is just fantastic. And so if I hadn't already made a motion, I'd make another one. So I'm really pleased and I'm looking forward to the prospects of a full recovery of our Bay ecosystem. And this is a sleeper, but the big one, 95% of the salt marsh is gone. We're not done with Humboldt Bay ecosystem restoration. And in coping with climate change, that's when we'll bring it home. That's when we'll switch on that salt marsh ecosystem function that's been deficient for 100 years. But this is good in terms of like that goal in the longer term. Thank you, Chair Coleman.
Any other questions or comments from the board? All right, I'll just add, this is obviously a project very close to my heart and glad to see it moving forward. I'll bring it to the public, and I guess I'll first ask if I see that Adam's here from the Wiat tribe, if he wants to add anything, and then Tim from Caltrans, or anyone else after that.
Yeah, good to see everybody. Thanks, Adam, for the presentation. That was great. And yeah, just on behalf of the tribe, we're so excited about this. I mean, I don't think this would be possible without this relationship here. So really excited about the restoration and all the hard work that folks have put behind getting this forward and fully in support. And so stoked that, RCAA is going to be, doing the work on the ground out there along with our monitors. So thanks, everybody.
Stephen, I think you're on mute.
I was just asking if there's anyone else from the public who wants to, I didn't mean to put you on the spot earlier, Tim, but if you want to say anything, or I see Rob from Caltrain is here as well, and there's probably others I'm missing, so.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. I appreciate that. I just want to echo what Adam from the WEON, it's two Adams here, said that we're very excited about this, and also to echo Pat's statements as well. This is really good to see. This is a really good kind of overall kind of coming together restoration for what's been happening recently, especially with the tribe getting the island back and seeing the restoration of Tulawa. It's great to see, and I'm glad to be a part of this project. And I will extend some extreme gratitude to the Harbor District staff for working on this so diligently and being patient with us and working with us. I really appreciate you guys have two stellar guys there, Larry and Adam. And also my extreme appreciation to the WEOT for staying with us and sticking with us and being patient. Mitigation isn't fast, it moves slowly, unfortunately. And I just say thanks to everyone involved.
Thanks. And is there any other comment from?
I just wanted to publicly thank Adam and Larry also, and Tim for his hard work, and Adam and the tribe, and to Patrick, we're not done with the Bay. This is a precedent setting action by the Coastal Commission allowing this type of mitigation. So we are, my coastal team is definitely going to look at more opportunities within Humboldt Bay for ecological uplift as it relates to our transportation projects. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment before we bring it back up? Yeah, I just want to say how great it is for me to see like Tim, Adam, and I who've like spent so much time out there working out there, that for us to be coming from three different agencies now, still working on this project and moving it forward. It's
And remember, if you hadn't had the EPA guys there on the day of an earthquake, a lot of other things wouldn't have happened either. So serendipity. They were there, and then they visited our site, and then there was the earthquake, and then we got all those benefits. So magic's happening on Humboldt Bay, and this is the center of it.
Thanks for jumping in there with that, Pat. All right, so bringing it back up to the board, there's no more comments or questions. We can have a vote.
Mr. Higgins.
Twice.
Mr. Marks.
Yes.
Mr. Doss.
Yes.
And President Coleman.
Yes. All right. So motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving on to item B, consider modifying existing easement to Town of Samoa properties.
Yes, so just
I wish to table that.
I think you want to table the next one, Pat.
Thank you, Larry. I rescind that table motion.
But and so with the Town of Samoa, basically, there was an easement put in place that would allow the transportation from the former pulp mill all the way to Redwood Marine Terminal 1 dock that we showed you pictures earlier that was starting to fall apart. And so anyway, with the Town of Samoa project, there's a realignment of the easement that's going to have to take place. And this is the former waste transfer station that is in this area. And so what will be happening is this is the current easement that has, and then this drops down into Redwood Marine Terminal 1. And so right now at this point, this is where the affordable housing project is located. And I want to put this in context to the overall master plan that we're working on with the offshore wind project. And this easement that we're talking about is literally right here in this spot. And so what we need to do is we need to retain the easement that goes down to this location. And then What happens is this easement makes a right-hand corner in approximately this location. This is the area that we would abandon everything north of the railroad tracks at this point. And so then the new easement, we would retain this portion, which would allow works with our master plan. And then what we will get is a new easement that will go down the new Vance Avenue that is being constructed as part of the town of Samoa. And then it will drop down in this location in what the tentative map shows as these locations, and then get us down into the Redwood Marine Terminal area in this location. And so what we're asking the board to do is to authorize us to abandon this section of the easement and retain this section of the easement, and then get the new easement along Vance Avenue that would allow us connectivity to Redwood Marine Terminal 1. And so those are the actions that we're asking the board to do tonight.
I'll make a motion that we modify the easements.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion from the board? Anything from the public? All right, bringing it back up, could we have a vote then?
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner Higgins?
Yes.
Commissioner Doss?
Yes.
And President Coleman?
Yes. All right, now moving on to item 11C, consider providing an easement and accepting easements in real property from Northwind Management LLC over assessor parcels number 401-112-021, 401-112-030-000, and 401-031-072.
I'm going to move the table, and I'm not going to back down this time. There's sensitive considerations from all parties, I think, that need further negotiation. And so if it's appropriate, please tender that motion.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to table this. I guess it's still any discussion from the board on the motion to table? Any discussion from the public on the motion to table? Then I guess we'll take a vote on this.
Commissioner Higgins?
Yes.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner Doss?
Yes.
And President Coleman?
Yes. So I'd like to note that Adam Cantor kindly put the link to the Humboldt Bay Symposium in the chat in case anybody's interested. It is the September 28th to 30th. I did look up those dates. So moving on to future agenda items. And we have a few that have been on here for a while, but we have bar pilot recruitment, Green Diamond Shared Services Agreement, Coast Guard Utilities at Woodley Island, Longfin Smelt, Brown Act Training. Would anybody like to suggest any others? I'll go ahead and say that I plan on working with the executive director to bring back an appropriate item, if appropriate, on the idea of shipping coal out of Humboldt Bay.
I would certainly second that. And you know what I'm seeing as a fisherman and someone in touch with salmon and like that, the ocean isn't right offshore. And it has bearing on some of the decisions that are before us. And I'd like to see some discussion, enlightened discussion, like workshop, maybe NOAA, National Marine Fisheries Service, and others from Humboldt State to talk about what's going on with the ocean. Because, you know, when I started studying the eel in 2012, I was floored that there was 30 to 50,000 salmon. And then I was floored that I could catch salmon in the ocean all the time and it didn't hurt the runs. And now that's changed. And the crab fishery went bum. And our oceans, I don't know fully what our oceans are, but I'm concerned about the impact on our oceans from any enterprise that might occur going forward. So first we have to understand what's going on with our oceans. So it's a biggie, but please put it on the agenda for the future. And I'd like to see it calendared before the new year. And if the chair or others like Adam would like to work with me, I would first and foremost ask that Eric Bjorkstad of NIMFS kind of be able to appraise us, because he's part of a participatory panel, and everybody could go and see amazing works of science every year that chart whether the krill are back and what the temperature was and where the tuna went. And all of that is known, not fully known to my fellow commissioners, and I could use more information myself. And then if the ocean's on the fritz, what we do can push it past a tipping point, which then is highly desirable and irreversible.
Okay, so we'd like a future agenda item regarding the ocean. Anything else?
Yeah, I think maybe we should also put an item for the future on the port's position on coal exporting.
Yeah, I think that was the item that I was bringing up as well.
You were bringing up the coal train, but the end goal is to get the coal to ship out of the port of Humboldt.
Okay, yeah, I thought I said, and what I agree with you. I think the item on our agenda should be regarding coal exports, not necessarily the train or any deals with the train, other than how that might impact Harbor District property or the harbor. But like I said, I think this is a fast developing topic, and the executive director and I think we'll talk about what the most appropriate way to bring it back as an agenda item is, but I would anticipate seeing it on our next meeting.
And this was a special
meeting. Any suggestions on it as well? And sorry, Larry?
This was a special meeting. Can we just say openly the next scheduled meeting? I believe that's in 2 weeks, right?
No, this was only a special meeting because we changed the time, the start time. So this was the regular day, but normally our start time is at 6. And so in order to start at 7 to have the extra long closed session, this had to become a special meeting. So our next regularly scheduled meeting should be our one in October, the second Thursday of October, which I don't can flip a calendar here and tell you drop things.
Yeah, this is our regular special.
all of our regulars are special. Wait a minute.
Our regularly scheduled special meeting. So the next regular meeting is October 12th.
October 14th is a Thursday.
You're right. I don't know why I was looking at Tuesday. I think it's time for me to go have dinner.
No, that's why you're the executive director, Larry. You know the details. Thank you, Stephen. Great meeting.
All right. So if there's nothing else, we can be adjourned. Stay safe, everyone out there. And take the end of Hill Street Blues or something. I don't know why I said it. But take care.
Good night.